My name's George Brusaker. I work at ICS Forth. That's the Foundation for Research and Technology, ELAS. Our lab works extensively on semantics and ontologies. We're the task leader, or work package leader, rather, of Work Package 5 in the Parthenos. And so I was invited here today to speak about, in the session on quality of metadata. So I've made this presentation, which is more of a presenting a position on how to handle metadata in relation to 3D objects. So I've broken it into four parts. So I want to first outline what I think the substance of the metadata problem is. Secondly, make some differentiation between metadata and semantics, and present a bit CDOC CRM. Then presents an example of where I think I was thinking about the presentation in relation to the Parthenos project, where our question is, we have a research infrastructure that tries to integrate many different disciplines, and so how do we approach that extra level of difficulty of trying to meet everybody's needs in terms of metadata when you start involving multiple disciplines and multiple perspectives. Finally, I'll present a Parthenos solution, perhaps. So just to reiterate the problem, when we work in an interdisciplinary context, we start multiplying our needs in terms of metadata. We have different teams from different disciplines with different traditions who want to document different types of things. We have an interest in different types of objects that entail different scales, different materials, they might not even be objects, they might be events like dance or something intangible. Then we have a multiplicity of tools and a multiplicity of goals that would affect the kinds of metadata that we need to capture if we want to be able to make 3D objects retrievable and understandable long term. So I thought some interesting questions to think about before taking a position on what metadata would be appropriate in the context of 3D objects in interdisciplinary environments, to make some basic questions about, well, what are we making metadata for? And so I wanted to first make the point that to talk about what is a 3D model and say that it's not a, the point was made several times yesterday that it's not a replacement or a surrogate for the object that we're studying, but it represents a state of knowledge. It captures an object at a certain moment for a certain reason. And so when we think about the metadata, it's equally important to think about what the 3D object is about. When we're talking about 3D and cultural heritage, because the 3D object in itself isn't the goal, but it's the means to understand or present or study a cultural heritage object. So then we have to think, thank you so much. That the object is evidence for some trajectory in history, that this 3D scanning creates a new event in the history of this object that can help us understand it over time. And that's fine. Yeah, next. All of that to say, what we are going to use the 3D object for should determine what we need in terms of metadata. So I wanted to differentiate between the metadata we need for the model itself, the metadata we need, which is metadata about a digital object, the metadata we need for the object of which the 3D model is a model, and then the two knowledge process and provenance tracks. So one which Nicola touched on yesterday, which is this provenance of the production of the actual digital model, and something which Anis will touch on later, which is if we're going into the area of reconstruction or hypothesis in relation to the cultural object, then documenting the argumentation that leads to a certain representation of a 3D cultural of a cultural object. Next, please. All of that is to say that the problem is incredibly complex and it seems hard to solve. So how can we start to make some progress in that? Next, please. And so the position I want to present, and I'm happy to argue about as soon as I'm done talking, is to say that we won't achieve anything by specifying a single metadata standard that everybody must adhere to. Because the needs are too complex, the goals are different, the objects to be documented are different. But of course, we need to use metadata standards. And so I think at the local level, the type of work that we just saw done is exactly what needs to happen. You adopt a standard or you adapt a standard, and you're able to adjudicate according to your working process that this will cover the information you're looking at. So I think the approach of attempting to bring a model that you can put forward and say everybody will put this in place is entirely impractical in terms of legacy systems and in any case will not be flexible enough to allow people to follow the individual research tracks they're interested in. So at the local level, the interest is to implement existing metadata standards or create your own. And next, thank you. At the global level, the trick to interoperability will be semantics. So creating ontologies that create high-level abstractions over top of metadata standards that allow us to re-represent our data into a common format where we can exchange data and be able to link amongst our different repositories. So we need to create a sort of lingua franca that will allow global integration. Next, please. So since I work at Forth and we are a major partner in the development of CDOC CRM, and it is also the model that's being implemented in Parthenos, I'll make a quick reference about that. So the unifying different metadata standards using CDOC CRM in relation to digital objects would be done through CRM-DIG and the regular CDOC CRM standard. And the idea is that we want to make a pool of data that would bring together both information on the objects that the 3D objects or 3D models are about and the 3D models in one pool of information so they can be linked across in an easy fashion. Next slide, please. So just to give the background, CDOC CRM has been developed since 1996. It's an ontology for cultural heritage, which has 90 plus classes, 150 plus relations. And the model that's being followed now is the original model was developed in the museum community, but it's expanded out. And it has 8 official extensions now. And so we keep this high level of generality where we've declared classes that allow you to search at a high level of generality and bring back data across data sets. And at the same time, we've extended down and created extensions for specific working practices like libraries and geo-information systems and so on. Next slide. The basic modeling pattern is an event-based modeling pattern. Oh, yes. Thank you. The basic modeling pattern is an event-based modeling pattern. There's a general impression that CDOC CRM is a complicated tool. But at its base, it's about looking at the study of the past as not about objects, but about events and how objects and people and ideas have participated in events. And they become signs of or evidence for the past and allow us to reconstruct it through them. Next, please. So we can skip that one, it's fine, because I don't have very much time. And CRM-DIG was elaborated during a previous project, and it's specialized on generalizing over digitization processes. So it creates a model for documenting the creation of models, that's the end of my time. input and output processes, derivations across different models. And it again follows the same event pattern, so you can imagine that whether or not you're documenting an object and thinking about whether it participated in a war or what have you, later on you can also think about that object being participating in the digitization process, and you could recall the fact that a digital model was created out of that, out of the same searches that you would use for searching for historical data, for example. So, since we know I'm over my time, I will be rapid enough. So, just to summarize some ideas, in the third section, I wanted to pick an example of an object that I thought, in the Parthenos context, you could imagine somebody who would digitize the Rosetta Stone, and then you'd have scholars from different disciplines interested in interacting with that object and using it for different reasons, and perhaps getting data that each that they've produced and using it in their interpretation. Again, if you're thinking about a metadata standard, how would you create one that covered archaeology and history and linguistics and cultural heritage data? Very difficult to cover all of those aspects, so you can use the generalization of the CDOC-CRM ontology. So just to show, you could have four input sources of the British Museum catalog, the stolen scan on Sketchfab, an archival source, and all of that could be, next slide please, mapped into CDOC-CRM, and then you would create a pool of semantic data that would be interrelatable and would allow you to search over the fact that Rosetta Stone was made in the Ptolemaic period, was scanned at a certain time, or was found in an archaeological process in a later period, and was scanned at a later time. So, moving into the home stretch of my presentation, the last thing I wanted to talk about is how I imagine, so if I've made you interested in the possibility of the ontology, then the thing is, how would you practically carry that out? And so currently in the Parthenos projects, in work packages 5 and 6, we're trying to build the infrastructure that would allow this kind of mapping activity to carry out. So I just want to be carried out. So I just want to describe that process very quickly before my time is up. So our general idea is that the participating research infrastructures and members of the Parthenos project come to the project and they register at a very high level the services, the actors, the data sets, and the software that they have available as resources that they want to share to the community. Now, this is very minimal metadata. We're not talking about item level stuff. We're talking about finding software tools, as was presented yesterday, with the types of activity, the types of uses you can put them to. And then you would go in as a researcher or as a research project and find the set of data that you wanted to use across disciplines, and you can create, so first of all, you already have an abstract generalization over all the research infrastructures because we've mapped to this basic set of categories. Okay. 40 seconds. and then you can focus in on a specific area of study, like Egyptology, identify the catalogs you want to map, and then we provide a tool. This slide takes a long time. We provide a tool called 3M, which is integrated into the system, which would allow you to grab those data sets which have been offered, create a mapping to the generalization of CDOC-CRM at a very focused item level that you wanted, and create a pool of resources that you could reference and use in relation to your 3D model. Also, you could make use of software tools that you had found and link those in the virtual research environment. So, for example, if you had the 3D cloud computing service that was shown yesterday, you can imagine that as being a process that you could feed from the catalogs that you had mapped and pull data from there and keep the metadata continuity and the provenance of your use in digital actions. That was my presentation. Thank you.